hope's true. It's wonderful. Got your Bibles? Turn with me to Romans chapter number 5. I'd like to share a few thoughts the Lord's laid up on our heart this morning. Romans chapter number 5. Hold your place there and go into Jeremiah chapter number 31. I just want to read one verse in Jeremiah 31. I want you to know, see what God said to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31, verse number 3. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 3 says, "The Lord hath appeared unto of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." I want to try to share this morning on the love of God. Let's read it again. "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith," Romans 5:1, "we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." What's shed abroad in our hearts? The love of God. You might say, before we get back in this, you can hear about the love of God. You can read about the love of God. You can even believe in the love of God. But there's nothing like it being shed abroad in your heart. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. Yes. That makes it real. To you, or to me. Hallelujah. Then he said, verse number 6, "And when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yea, peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God," here it is, "commended his" what? "Love toward us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For under the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who's a figure of him that was to come." Now I'm going to read the rest of this chapter, and I want you to notice before we start reading verse 15, I know at least 6 times, if I didn't count them wrong, he says gift, or free gift. Amen. Yes. Now, there's no way in the world you can read the Bible, any of us, and think we can earn what God has given us. If you notice now, in these next few verses, I won't read them, and I didn't get back into them while we're preaching, but I want to read them. Talks about the free gift, or talks about the gift that God's given us. Look at verse 15, following. But not as the offense, so also the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, here it is, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned, by one much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men, offense of one judgment came upon all men, to what? Condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin have reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Look at verse 8 and we'll pray. And God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. He died for us while we were sinners. And he died while we were enemies. Would you pray with us? Our Father, so thankful and grateful this morning. Lord, if you'd have waited, that we would quit being sinners or ungodly, or quit being your enemies to die for us, Lord, there wouldn't have been no salvation for us. But God, I'm so glad, thankful, and oh God, for your mercy, that while we were sinners, while we were without hope, while we, our Father, were enemies, our Father, you still went to that cross of Calvary, paid that supreme sacrifice, and loved us. And our Father, when we were in such a condition, oh, how we thank you and praise you for it. I pray that you'd open our understanding here this morning. I pray that you'd work with hearts and lives. Oh, God, may not one leave here today that receive him that free gift, if they haven't already this morning. Oh, blessed God, speak to us and through us, and we'll ever give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Did you notice all those free gifts? Did you notice all the gifts? Mm-hmm. Thank God for it. Well, that means it don't cost us nothing. Cost him everything. But it's a free. I always used to wonder, why did he say a gift? Free and he had it. But he puts in there some of the time, free gift. He really wants us to know how free it is. Hallelujah. Come, ye that have no money, come buy that, thank God, that's eternal. Now we're seeing this passage of the scripture, listen, over in the book of Jeremiah, he said he loved them with an everlasting love. Thank God for that. You know what it's telling me? I ain't going to have to worry about him quit loving me on down the road. I used to wonder how in the world old Jeremiah kept going. You're going to quit a time or two and the word got to burn in his bones so heavy. But you know why? One thing I believe he did, he knew that God loved him. He knew the love of God was eternal and everlasting, and God told him, he said he came to me and he told me that he loved me with an everlasting love. Thank God for that. Amen. And said not only that, but he drew me and he, by his What loving kindness he drew me. It's a drawing power of God's love that drew us to Calvary to repent of our sins. That's the only thing that ever gets you there. So thank God we have something that's wonderful, marvelous, and glorious. Is a salvation. That's a free gift if you'd accept it. If you don't accept it, I'm telling you, you'll have eternity to remember and listen and to remorse over the fact that you rejected the thing that God had for you. Thank God. So come to Him and receive it. Hallelujah. Yes. That's one thing we were talking about last week, you know, about that awful place called hell. One thing about it, it's going to remember, remember, remember. Everything in the world going to remember every time that God spoke to your heart. Listen, if you go there, you're going to remember every time that His fell is drawing and His wooing and His pleading. You're going to remember every message you heard preached. You're going to remember every witness, everybody witnessed. Every gospel tract is ever given to you, remember right on remembering. You never will forget. It's an awful thing. So I'm telling this morning, God's got a wonderful gift to give you, and it's eternal life. Thank God, come receive it. Hallelujah. I don't know why He won't. It's free. Hey. Oh, yes, verse 2. And so we think about what He did to Jeremiah. We look in Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith. There's nothing like being justified. And it's all by faith. I thank God for faith. I've been listening to Brother Donnie preach at the prison for and I ain't no way I could preach that long on faith, but he can. Amen. And he's telling us more and more and more. And thank God for it. You know what? It's all by faith. We justified by faith. You know what justification means? Just as you've never sinned. You said, oh, I'd like to be there. You can get there. Thank God. As bad as sinners as we were and are, I want to thank God when He justified me. I'm going to tell you, you may remember all those past sins or the devil may come back and bring them to you. Bring them to us, Brother Beaver. I want to tell you something. When God has justified us, it's just like we never committed them, thank God. What a Savior. What a wonderful Savior. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but when the devil comes to try to throw a reminder of something, I say to him, no, devil, God's put that behind His back. He's putting the sea of forgiveness, never remember no more. I'm justified by faith. Thank God. Been justified. Cleared just. Somebody, sometimes people say, who you think you are? Gonna go to heaven. I'm going. I'm a nobody trusting in a somebody. And that somebody's the Lord Jesus Christ that went to Calvary and paid the sin debt price for me. And thank God I've been justified, declared just. He said, because you know what justification's got with it? I'll tell you what it's got with it. We got peace with God. Peace, the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you've been justified, you got a peace that passeth all understanding. You got a peace. Listen, a peace that's wonderful, it's marvelous. Thank God for it. It goes with being justified. Having peace. You know what this world's doing? Running and searching and hunting, seeking something, trying to satisfy. And we live in the most miserable, most people more miserable than ever been. Got more than ever had. Got more convenience than ever had. Still more miserable. Why? Don't know what I'm talking about this morning. Never experienced it. Peace and justification with our wonderful Lord. Amen. Folks, we live in there today. Suicide rate's high. Did you know you heard it's sorting the paper and his brother worked with Tony, drove with him on the route where Tony, Hannah's husband, you heard that. Killed his, 8 or 10 year old boy and then shot himself. Shot his own son in the head, then shot himself and saying, this is not me, not me. We live in an hour that people's full of darkness and powers of wickedness. Now I'm telling you, it's overcoming them and we live in often ain't the one thing, one way, only thing gonna happen is Jesus. So we need that justification. Need that peace. Need that peace of God. It passeth all understanding. I don't understand it. Sure good though, ain't it? Wonderful. You got that peace? You've been justified by faith? Not by works, not according to our deeds, but by faith. Been justified. That's what he said. We have peace with God, and it's all through our Lord Jesus Christ. You ever see, we're complete in him, we're accepted in him, everything's in him. It's all through him. Everything was made for him, by him, and it's, he's the head of all things. Thank God, and we have peace and justified through faith. We have peace of God and peace with God. Why? Because of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one, yes. Only way that we can have peace with God. And that's always something else. And that gives us success. Look at verse number 2. By whom we also we have access by faith unto this grace. We saved by grace through faith, and we have access by being justified by faith. And by faith we have access of the grace of God, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I'm rejoicing. I got hope, and I get access by faith unto God and the hope. Thank God we got access to it because we've been justified. You said, got hope? Yes, sir, got hope. If I won't get too sad sometime about some lost loved ones, the Holy Ghost comes and says, you know what he says to me? Sorry not. It's others which don't have no hope. But I got some hope. Thank God I got access to it. Got access to it. That's the way, that means I can get to it. Interest. Amen. It's there. It's for me. It's for you. Grab it. Lay hold of it. Thank God. So we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Are you rejoicing in that hope? I don't know about you, but it sure can make you rejoice when that hope comes up in your soul. It's an anchor of your soul. It's a blessed hope. It's a glorious hope. Amen. It's a powerful hope. Tell you what it'll do. Every man had this hope in himself, purifieth himself even as he is pure. It'll make you want to live clean and righteous and holy. It'll make you want to live a separated life for God. That blessed hope will. I'm looking forward. You see, you're looking forward to what? I'm looking forward to the day he's carrying me home, or I'm looking forward to the resurrection day. I'm looking for that trumpet to sound. When the dead in Christ going to rise. Hey, we're going to be caught up together with them. Chained in a moment, in a twinkling of eye. What a blessed hope. And so he goes on down. I got a string of pearls in. Also, but we glory in tribulations. Glory in tribulations. He says, I don't like tribulations. We still can glorify God in them, can't we? Amen. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Somebody said, I need some patience. Watch out. I know something that'll give you some. God worked on me. And we're still working on me. He says, you got to be patient. Even when I was in the hospital nursing home, once I came back around, Holy Ghost is dealing with me. Maybe somebody's ran, don't know the Lord. Need to be nice to them. Be patient with them. Let them see Jesus. Patience. Tribulation to work them. Trials and troubles to work them. And you know what? Patience comes next. Experience. Can I say something about it? There's nothing like experience. Actually, you know, I've never been to a doctor many times, but you know, since I got saved, I went to the hospital. I was in the hospital a couple of times in the 60s, late 60s.
That's the only time I've ever been in there, except visiting people.
But you know what I found out while I was in there? Even through all I went through with, experience would teach you something. You know what, when I go back now?
Brother Smiley, when I went to see you the other day, you know what? I simplified a little more. Amen. Because I've been there. Experienced it. When you experience something,
you know how to feel. Yeah. You sure do.
So we go through some experiences. Some tribulation.
But you know what, experience? Look at that next word. And experience what? Hope. I had a lot of experience the last few weeks and months, but you know what? Thank God I hadn't lost my hope. It's been renewed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So hope comes. Even our hope comes through experience and tribulation and troubles and trials and all these things. But it'll work in us. Our hope, that hope's there. And I'm telling you, it'll be renewed and we'll be strengthened with that hope that's in us. Thank God for that hope. And I like this next verse. Hope maketh not ashamed. If you got that hope, hey, you ain't ashamed. You're not ashamed of the gospel. You're not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. You're not ashamed what you might even be going through with for Him, because you got that hope that makes not ashamed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boy, that word's full, ain't it? It's not ashamed. A lot of people might have been ashamed of old Paul, but he wasn't ashamed. He wasn't even ashamed to be a prisoner. Them shackles he had on, all these things. He was a testimony wherever he was. Well, you did know he was in jail when that prisoner got... Was it the Philippian jailer? You know what they were doing while he was in there? Was he having a mumbling, grumbling party? Nope. You know what they were doing? Singing praises unto God. Yeah, they hadn't even got to bed, had they? Reminds us of some of our old prayer meetings we used to have, praising God. But you know what they were doing? Singing praises to God at midnight in the jailhouse. And the prisoners heard them. And the keepers heard them. But something happened. Had an earthquake. Rocked her.
Yes.
Must have shook the doors open. And you know what happened? One man was going to kill himself. There wasn't any right. Ain't got off track ever. One was going to kill himself. You know what they said to him? Do thyself what?
No harm.
Said, we here. We ain't going nowhere. Doors open. He thought they'd escape, and he knew if they got away from him, they'd be after his life anyhow, so he just going to go ahead and finish it up. And you know what he said to him? Well, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Yes.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? With all thy heart and thou mayest. And you know what he did? He got saved, and that's not all. He got baptized in his whole household, thank God.
Okay.
So wherever you go, whatever you go through with, whatever you face, God can take it and use it for His glory.
Amen.
Amen. He did for them. And hope make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Most people are scared of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call Him. He's real. He's God manifested. Hey, why are you scared of Him for? Did you know what?
He's the one that can make the love of God so real in your heart.
He's the one that can make Him so real. There's nothing like the love of God being shed.
I looked up that word shed. You know, it ain't talking about one of these out here. It's talking about making it flow. Pouring it out. I don't know about you, but I sure... Now, we fail in our love to God. I can assure you that. We need to love Him more. But I'm going to tell you something. He don't fail in His love toward us. And when that Holy Ghost takes a word of God, and that Holy Ghost takes us and pours it out in our hearts, abroad, and that means all over, it fills us with His Spirit and His power. The Holy Ghost is given to us, and He sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts. I'm telling you, God's love becomes real.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you'll never get away from it. Listen, glory to God. What a Father's love. When all the He loved us, God said in John 3:16, "Oh, love the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Who shall believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God sent His love. His love flowed in our hearts, and when we realize it, it's manifested to us and made real to us by His Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What love it is. I never one time doubted. And many of you hear the same way. Never doubted love of my parents. Maybe in a lot of things, physically we didn't have. What was just 11 of us? Always had plenty to eat, plenty of something to wear. But you know what? I never doubted that I wanted love. Somebody was telling the other day about somebody, give somebody a young and a whooping, they was telling them they hated them. Can I tell you something I witnessed from my own eyes? I witnessed one of my older sisters, my daddy whooping her one day. You know what? She weren't running from him. She weren't saying, "I hate you." He couldn't even get a good look at her. She was hugging him. You know what she was saying? "I love you. I love you." I probably weren't over 7, 8 years old. I never forgot it. I wondered then how in the world she could say it. But you know what? She was saying it. Well, you know, back then they didn't whip you enough just to get you mad, no how. He was glad when he got through. Amen. And sometimes it's good to have some older brothers and sisters. You might not get as many as they got if you witness some of them. I got some, but I'd have probably got a lot more if it hadn't been for that. But I never doubted the love of my parents. Never. Me and Carol was talking about that yesterday. Talking about Mama. She loved 11 of us, plus the one that went to heaven. So some people say, "I couldn't love with one or two." Yeah, you can. She loved all 11. I've heard her say it more than one time. Now, people say they don't have nothing to do with their mamas and daddy. Mom didn't have nothing to do with the young ones. You know what I heard my mama say? She said, "If I had one that wouldn't have nothing to do with me, I'd be sitting on the doorstep next morning." Ain't that right what she said? She meant it.
Amen.
But what love God's got for us, He loves us more than any human father or human mother could ever love us. He loves us. He sheds it abroad in our heart. The sweet Spirit puts it in there. Well, you know, love covers what? Multitude of sins. You know what? Even love's a fruit of the Spirit. And you know what else He said? Even we ought to return that love. You know why? He said, though we got all this stuff, we give away, we could give away everything and give everything away. On, talks about it. But if we have not love, see, we could sing, we could talk, we could speak in other languages. On. But you know what he said? If we didn't have love, profit us nothing. Now, how in the world, if he sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts, how are we going to keep from having a love back to him? I believe he will. We're going to love him back. What love he stowed upon us. I mentioned this a while ago. God commended love and told us that while we were sinners, he loved us. While we was ungodly, he loved us and died for us. Then while we were enemies. We won't have time to deal with all this, but look what he says. Look at verse number 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. If his death saved us while we were enemies, what in the world do you think his life is going to do for us now? Hallelujah! What's his life going to do for us? Thank God! He's not dead no more. He died for our sins, but he's alive. His life. We've been reconciled. We received the redemption. We've been set free. What's his life going to do for us? I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to make a new creature out of you, and you're going to run with the glory of God in your soul. You're going to have the love of God flowing through your heart and your life. Thank God for the love of God. What a shame. So is it verse number 11, not only so, but in also join God all through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only reason we can joy. By whom we have now received the atonement. Thank God for the atonement. Well, I want you to turn me to Romans chapter 8, still in the book of Romans, just a few moments before we close this morning. I'm glad for the love of God. First, I want to say, this is a very familiar passage of Scripture here. First, I want to say that nothing going to separate us from the love of God. I was reading by some of them martyrs. You see, we thank God we haven't faced any of that. But there's been a lot of people through the ages that's been martyred. And they've been told, if you'll just deny Christ, we'll let you go. No way, he said. You know what one of them said, told others that was going with him to the martyr that day, they burned him alive. You know what he said to him? By the grace of God, we're going to light a fire in England. This is in England. Said, we're going to light a fire in England that'll never go out. That's what they said. Now, they had to have the love of God shed abroad in their hearts to be willing to go to that state and tie him on that state. Burn them alive. They said, we're going to light a fire. You know what some of them that was doing it told later? Said, this is killing us. Said, we can't get them to deny the Lord. We can't get them to even, and on and on. And what it was, the Holy Ghost was breaking their hearts. They said, we're going to light a light. Said it's going to never go out. Well, we got one. It's still burning. That's the glory of God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 35 of Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Here's that again. We just got through reading it. Tribulation, outward. Persecution, distress, inward. Mental sometimes, but inward. Depression. Our persecutions, outward. Our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword. Did you know sometimes they would take them just to try to humiliate them, strip them naked and put them out there in front of everybody. I mean, he'd do everything. You wouldn't believe what he'd done to some of them. And of course, we know that that's doing for poverty also. But he says, our famine, nakedness, our peril, that's danger, our sword. Kill them with a sword. They said, all these not going to separate you. If it comes a time that we had to give our life for Christ, it ain't going to separate us from the love of God.
It's written, for thy sake we're killed all day long. We're counted sheep with the slaughter. Verse number 37. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. You see, how are we more than conquerors? Through him that what? Loved us. Nothing going to separate us from the love of Christ. We'll be more than conquerors. Why? Because he still loved us. It's an eternal love. Hey. Hey. We're more than conquerors. I don't fully know how to explain that. But it's got to be more than just being a normal conqueror. More than that. Amen. And it's through him that loved us. If you go to studying everything, everything is through him. Right? It's all there. Every bit of it. All there. Look at this. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be to separate us from the love of God. Here it is again, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You know why I can't separate us from him? He loves us like he loves his son. Because you know why? I'm one of them too, now. I'm one of God's sons. You're one of God's sons, one of God's daughters. And God loves you. And thank God that nothing's going to separate that. Hey, I like this. Neither death. You say, what if I die? He's still going to love you. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hey, don't forget about these bodies laying out here in the grave. No. Dwight's body been there since 1994. Going on 19 years. He'll still get it up. Yeah. Yes. Death ain't going to separate us from the love of God. No. Just going to get us in there with him a little closer. Hallelujah. Hey. That's one thing I believe Dwight knew, that God loved him. And he loved the Lord. That's the reason he faced what he faced. As brave as he faced it. Death ain't going to separate us from the love of God. He says not. No, he's already conquered death, hell, and the grave. They're not going to separate us. Death's not going to do it. You said, what about life? No. Just go ahead and live for him. Stay with him. His love's still there. He loves you. Nor life, nor angels, good or bad. Nor the devil. I'm going to add that. I ain't add nothing to the word of God. He's got principalities there and got angels, and he's a bad one. You know, he was a good one one time. He failed. And you know what? If you want to shout a little, I can tell you some ground to shout on. Did you know God made no provisions for that devil and them angels that fail? There's no way they'll ever be back again. They know where they're headed. Devil knows he's winding up in the pit. But what would make me want to shout? What would make you want to shout is, God made provision for us. Loved us. Loved us. I'm going to tell you something too. God loved you before you ever got out of your mama's womb. You say, he know me then? Oh yeah. He did. Some of them got filled with the Spirit before they got out. Old John the Baptist leaped in the womb.
Well, I think he'll eat because his mama was talking to. Who's he talking to? I see it. Sure was. And guess who was in her womb? Uh-huh. He had something to leap about. Hey, man, he was a forerunner too. I'm telling you about the love of God. It's real. It's powerful. It's sharp. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. And nothing will separate us from it. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Thank God he does. You may be like me sometimes. How in the world could he love me? But thank God he does. Hallelujah. So he said, though no creature, nor, listen there, I like this, life, nor angels, or principalities, nor powers. No power, no things present, nothing, no things to come. Not a thing right now will separate us from the love of God, and not nothing in this coming can separate us from the love of God. Thank God we've been being loved of God. Amen. You know what I'm praying? That God will shed that in every one of our hearts. Amen. Fill us with it. And we can go home rejoicing this morning. In the love of God. No things, not things to present, nor things to come. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Can't get high enough to get away from the love of God. Can't get deep enough to get away from the love of God. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. You got some people to argue, oh, if God loved us, he wouldn't let this happen, wouldn't let that happen. Well, it just got no reading. He loves you through it all. You may be going through trials and troubles, and you'll be going through some sickness, and he loves you in your sickness. He loves you in your health. He loves you in your poverty. He loves you in your wealth. He loves you. He loves you. And you know what? What I say about real godly earthly parents, they still love their children, even if they do wrong. Aren't you glad? I'm glad my mom and daddy didn't turn me out in the pastor because I did wrong. But they was forgiven. You know what I'm glad about God? He don't turn me out here either. He loves me. He's my Savior. And he loves me like it's all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's all about him shedding to broaden my heart. If you want it real to you, let's pray this prayer. Lord, shed abroad the love of God in my heart. Amen. That's my prayer this morning. It's been mine since God been dealing with that. Last few days. Lord, shed that abroad in my heart. Let the love of God flow through me. Amen. Yeah. Let it flow. He said in Jude, keep your sails in the love of God. Let's stay in there. Amen. Work for God. And let God love through us. You know what some people, you say, how can I love so-and-so? I'll tell you what you can do. Let God just get in there and feel your heart and just let him love him. He'll love through you. Amen. Yeah, you will. Amen. Somebody said, love your enemies. Do good to them that do all this against you. How are you going to do it? God's love. Didn't he do it? Yeah, we was enemies. We was ungodly and we was without strength in due time. And we was all known. But God did it for us. Amen. Let's do it for him. Let's love him back. Amen. God manifested his loving toward us. He gave it to us. Would you stand with me this morning?